promise, raising up, tired is all glorious days.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. Today we are going to be discussing Sheikh Zakzaki and the Islamic movement of Nigeria. In order to discuss these two topics with me in the studio today, we have Sheikh Muhammad Awal to discuss, of course, Sheikh Zakzaki and the Islamic movement of Nigeria, especially in these days where we commemorate the massacre of Zaria. Let's go ahead and welcome our guest, Sheikh Muhammad Awal. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse Talk.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Sheikh Muhammad Awal, really it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on the talk show. Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to join us. Just to start off, see, a lot of people out there, they don't know the personality, the persona of the esteemed and honorable Sheikh Zakzaki. So I think if we can start our discussion there, just if you can tell us a little bit about Sheikh Zakzaki, Bismillah.
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli halin. Sheikh Ibrahim Yaqub al-Zakzaki, the name of Sheikh Zakzaki, from Zaria in Kaduna State of Nigeria, as he was one of the students in the one of the best university in Nigeria, in northern Nigeria in particular, with name Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. The Zaria is the place where Sheikh was born and started his scholarly and Islamic reciting, especially Quran. He memorized the Quran there, and after he went to part of the Nigeria in Kano, he recited a lot of Islamic texts.
In Kano.
And joined one secondary school there, SAS. He became among the best students there, where after the secondary school, he became the one of the students of Ahmadu Bello, Zaria, his origin. He back to Zaria in Kaduna State.
Right.
After he became one of the students in SAS, School of Islamic Studies. And he went to Zaria University, Ahmadu Bello University, Zaria. He read their economics, at the university, his movement started from that university.
So the Islamic movement of Nigeria started
from the university,
in Ahmad Bello University.
When he was there, he became among the best students there, and he became famous among the students for attaining his devotion in Islamic teaching. He changed a lot of mind of the student there when some of the students, they ignore even the Islam.
Wow. So when some of these students who ignored Islam and came into contact with Sheikh Zakzaki, they would actually become close to Islam.
Close to the Islam, and they revive their belief and became a true Muslim.
Mashallah.
Most of them at the hand of the Sheikh.
Mashallah. Sheikh, and he's still quite young at this time,
exactly,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. But he was brilliant. As well, even in his family, he was not the firstborn, not secondborn, but he a part of brilliant and intellectuality. He was the best among them.
Mashallah.
And even now, he did a lot of teaching the people, collecting ideas from Islamic scholars and make it very simple to the people. By that time, most of the people, they cannot even recite the Quran, or if they recite it, they don't know how to understand what Allah says, right, in the Islamic verse. He was the best of translated of the Quran in the most of Islamic texts. Like by that time, people read Islamic jurisprudence, mm-hmm, and the Sheikh know a lot of it. And he started teaching people how to obey Allah rightly by reviving the belief, their beliefs, right, in God, in Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of resurrection. From there, Sheikh did a lot, and he penetrated in the movement of the even Islamic Student Society there.
Right.
MSS.
Right.
Muslim Student Society.
Muslim Student Society. So I mean, what we're seeing here is that Sheikh was very close and is very close to the Holy Quran. As you said, you know, being one of the best in the translation and explanation of the Quran. So this shows that he is very close to the Quran.
Exactly.
He's very close to the people.
Exactly.
Where he's talking to the people, interacting with the people. He is among the people. Yes, please
and
continue.
Even when he came to the Islamic Republic of Iran after 1 year after the Islamic Revolution, he came to Iran, mm-hmm, and he contacted with some scholars,
yes,
grand ayatollahs, especially Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayhi. He was one of those who visited Imam rahmatullah alayhi, mm-hmm, and with by himself recorded the one of Imam's speech.
Right.
And he took that speech directly back to Nigeria, mm-hmm, at one university, Lagos.
Yeah, Lagos
Nigeria. Nigeria. From there, a lot of students started hearing the voice of Imam Khomeini, rahmatullah alayh.
Mm-hmm. Because of this recording that Sheikh Zaki had took over there.
He came with his recorder and recorded it and started the new batch,
right,
of preaching.
This brand new batch of
exactly,
preaching.
Exactly,
yes.
He spread the voice of Imam rahmatullah alayh, voice of the voiceless.
The voice of the voiceless.
The voiceless. Even Sheikh Zak Zaki is among the voice of the voiceless.
Right, right.
He has a lot to say, but there was a lot of problem he had been facing there,
right,
by that time. Because as it is the habit of all the preachers, ambiyas, prophets,
right,
and scholars of the Islam, within the history, they are coming across with problems.
Right. Yeah. So prophets
and
great
scholars
and the people on the path of Allah,
and even, yeah,
are the ones
these
who
are mana,
face these problems. Yeah.
Mana of those who don't want people to be independent.
Right.
Most of the arrogant people, or even,
right,
monarchs or the head of states in a part of the world, they don't want people to know what I am going to do, or what even how government is governing the people.
Yeah.
Because if the people understand what the government is having in their banks or in their,
right,
in their hands, people will claim their rights.
Right. The oppressed people will claim their rights.
This is a part of it, what started happening in Zaria.
Right.
And the a lot of part of Nigeria and northern Nigeria, mm-hmm. and it is the massacre of Zaria, mm-hmm. where soldiers,
mm-hmm. the massacre of Zaria, yes,
came with full ammunition, full armed, and started firing to the people who were there. By that time, they have nothing. We can say they have nothing
to defend themselves.
To defend themselves, because you can't compare the one who is full armed with the one who just have a stick in his hand.
Yeah.
You can't compare.
Yeah. And it was a quite shocking thing to see that that government forces came in, because it was government forces, right, who came and killed these people who had no arms, they had no weapons, mm. they had no guns, and this massacre occurred. And I think in you kind of alluded to this idea that one of the reasons perhaps that the government came down so hard on this movement is because the people started to claim their rights.
Exactly.
And so when that got out of hand, that this is too many people asking for their God-given rights, then they came and they quelled this type of thing.
The bad of it was the command is out of came out of Nigeria.
Right.
This is the battle of it. Because if the government has to do its own view to act as what it understand.
Right.
Not what somebody out of your country
right.
told you about your people. Citizen, your people. Right. You have to do what is right. By coming to those people, must like if the government want to settle the problem, they have to come to the sheikh and ask him, "What do you want to do there?"
Right.
What happened in the a part of the world?
Right.
We have been watching the people in televisions, in newspapers, in internet. People come out to the street with their boys,
right.
with their flags and cardboards, writing, "We want this issue to be solved," or "We don't have this issue to be solved."
Right.
Because they are the citizen of that nation, they have
the
freedom of speech, freedom of conscience, freedom of life. They have freedom to life.
Right.
There's not any person, anybody among the government servant or the citizens.
Right.
There is not anyone who has to molest the other's rights.
Right. So Sheikh Mohammed Awal here, one of the things I know that it's interesting. We've been talking about Sheikh Zakzaki as a young man, or as a student. He was very brilliant. He was the best in student when he went and he studied economics. He was excellent as far as his studies in economics. Then, when he was also in his Islamic studies, he was excellent. He was brilliant. His connection with the Quran, his connection with the people. His connection with the Islamic Revolution. Here, this question comes up is that the government has tried very hard, and the media in general, right, the global media,
exactly.
has tried very hard to not let these aspects of Sheikh Zakzaki out into the public. You know, I mean, would you like to comment on that? That, you know, why is it that he is being silenced, not just inside the country, but globally as well?
Uh-huh. Even not only the Sheikh, it's a matter of the world. As we have been watching, most of those who want to solve their problems within their country, the other countries will come to not let it be solved or right. not it be applied.
Right, let it stay in chaos.
Exactly. And they are frightening the other, especially the underdeveloped peoples, right. underdeveloped countries, because the world has been classified into developed nation, yeah. underdeveloped.
And the developed nations take advantage of the underdeveloped nations.
And if what is right is to even the developed nation, why can't they? What can't they come to the underdeveloped to make them develop?
Right.
But every day, every night, we have been watching that developed nation coming to make the underdeveloped to be underdeveloped.
Right. Even more under. Yeah. Yeah. It's very.
And the yeah, go ahead. One of the ideas of the Sheikh is how can this kind of underdeveloped to be developed?
Right. MashaAllah.
Because the among the most problem of our countries, of our nation, of the underdeveloped nation is the matter of economics.
Right. Economics, right.
They're
poor.
Most of them, naturally, the countries are not poor.
Right, right.
But others make them poorer.
Right.
Because it's the matter of natural resources.
Yes. Yes.
In our countries, the natural resources are plentiful.
Right.
But how to use it and make it very easy to the poorer and the poorest is right. the issue.
It's interesting. When I was in the university days, I had a university professor. He told us that the total gold in the world, mm-hmm. right, of the total gold in the world, 2/3 of it mm-hmm. came from Africa.
Exactly.
So of all the gold that is in the whole world, mm-hmm. right, 66% of it, mm-hmm. 2/3, came from Africa. Where is it? It's not in Africa anymore.
Exactly.
You know, you see that African countries are one of the poorer countries, one of the underdeveloped countries. And as you said, it's not because naturally they're poor or they're barren. No, it's because the natural resources of the country either have been taken by colonial powers or they have not been given the chance to develop those natural resources.
Exactly.
And what's interesting, to make things worse, is that the governments that are controlling these countries, if they do use the natural resources, they take the benefit from themselves.
Exactly.
And they don't give the benefit to the people.
Exactly. Even I can remember one of the Sheikh Zakzaki's lecture about economics. The title of the lecture is, the title was Nigerian Economy and Islamic Perspective.
The Nigerian economy and the Islamic perspective. Wow.
He discussed a lot of this problem there, and even he quote one ayah from the Holy Quran, mm-hmm. said, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, wa ma min dabbatin fil ardi illa 'ala Allahi rizquha." Yani, it means that this verse from the Quran, Allah describe that, explain to us that whole world has been provided with the world's wealth
right.
from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
It's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
There is no any person, ma min dabbatin fil ardi, person or not a person, man or animal, except that his rizq, his dailies,
right.
is under Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
The provider is Allah.
Is Allah.
This verse telling us that there is no any poor.
There isn't any
There is
poor.
No any poor. Right. If you have seen a poor, or if you said that that person is a poor, it's not from Allah, it's not the original one, it's a peck one.
Right.
Somebody makes him poor because somebody Allah makes, bestowed, Allah provided him.
Right.
And someone collected it from him. Even Imam Ali alayhi salam has once said,
yes,
has one saying that if you see a person who is poor, it means that it clarifies that someone snatched his wealth or even his money,
right,
or his property, because Allah provided him, Allah gave him, but somebody come to collect it.
Right. This Sheikh Muhammad Awal is really is very profound, right? Because for example, the poverty that we see in people, or the poverty we see across the world, is not a fitratan, it's not an innate nature, it's not the natural order. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the sustenance and the wealth for everybody. Allah does not want anybody to be poor. But based upon the ayahs of the Quran that you quoted and the tradition of Imam Ali alayhi salam, Amir al-Mu'mineen, that in reality it is the reason you see poor people is because somebody has taken away the wealth that Allah had destined for that individual and took it from themselves.
Exactly.
I want to kind of make a connection here, and that is, so far we talked about pretty much two things, which I believe is one of the things that Sheikh Zakzaki is teaching. One is for the common people, the masses, to claim their rights.
Exactly.
And two is the removal of poverty among the people.
Exactly.
And what's interesting is just these two points are very dangerous for anybody who is a tyrant or an arrogant power.
Exactly.
Or a taghut.
Exactly.
Because the common people will claim their rights. Exactly. And the money will be taken from the rich and
exactly
given to the poor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And this, what said to be done, is
right,
what said to be done in the Quran.
Right. This is what said to be, yes,
done in the Quran, that antaqumu bil adl.
Bil adl, yes.
Or i'dilu. Aqrab, who are aqrabu littaqwa. Even in your talk, you have to be adil. You have to be, you have to put something in his right places.
Right.
Don't backbite. Don't say a false talking. When you are judging, you have to judge with adil.
Yes.
With equality.
Equality, yes.
Sheikh said, we are equal because we are human.
Right.
Human beings are equal.
Human beings are equal.
Quran says, Ya ayyuhan nasu, inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa unsa, waj'alnakum shu'uban wa qabaila lita'araf. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. This ayah, one says to us, all, there is no, what you are, for you accept, you are saying that there is a difference between west and north of the part of the world.
Right.
Or there's a, that is African, that is
right,
Europeans, that is American, that is Indian. There's, in the Quran, in the Islam, this is not matter. It is
not important.
Not important. What is important? The most important issue is to be a servant of Allah.
A servant of Allah.
If you are a Muslim, a mu'min, and you are devoting to Allah, you are better than those who they are not like this.
Right.
To be white or to be black is not an issue. It's not a problem.
Right.
So, if we understand the Quran, we will make a lot of change. Like in economics and in rights.
Yes.
Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, peace be upon him and his household, teach us the equality. He said, there's no difference between Arab and non-Arab.
Right.
Prophet didn't differentiate
right.
with color, with the skin, or you are the part of Medina or Mecca, or Africa or Asia. All before Allah, we are servants. We are equal. Because Quran said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. It's a good system of Quran. The best system is the Quran.
The best system is the Quran.
And the Sheikh wants people to come to the system of Quran in their daily lives, in their economic system, in their political system, to be Quran.
Right.
Everything has to be Islamized.
Right.
To be Islamized means to be good, to put it in its right place. Because Allah, He the Creator, He created the people, and He has to give the manual. The manual of the mankind is Quran.
The manual of mankind is the Quran, yes.
Even every industry, every factory has their own products.
Right, their guidelines.
And the guidelines came to the from them.
Right.
What of the mankind? What of the people? Allah is the creator. He has right to guide. And He has right to send the prophet, to send the message. And we are the servant of Allah. We have to obey.
Right.
It is obligatory to us to be a Muslim. To be a Muslim, 100%. Not 5%, 20%, or 99%. We have to be 100%.
Right.
وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. You have to try your best to be finally Muslim.
Inshallah.
Sheikh
Muhammad Awal, I want to thank you for joining us. We ran out on time on the program. It was an honor, and we are humbled to have you, inshallah. We would love to have you again on the Islamic Pulse talk show. A great discussion. And dear friends, thank you for joining. We had an excellent discussion with Sheikh Muhammad Awal in the holy city of Qom, talking about Sheikh Zakzaki and the stances and the teachings of Sheikh Zakzaki, the support of the poor, the support of the common people, and encouraging us to live a life which is the life of the Quran, which is a perfect system brought to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with that, please join us next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wherever you are.